Welcome. We're going to be talking about AI and writing today.
Yeah, AI and writing.
It seems like everyone's talking about it.
It's everywhere.
Especially this idea of AI book writing.
Right.
You actually shared an interesting blog post with us titled "Transform Your Storytelling with an AI Book Writer."
Oh, yeah, that's a good word.
It's from a website called the AI Author's Edge.
Yeah, they have a lot of good stuff on there.
They seem to be connected to this service called BookBud.ai. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
So they describe this AI book writer
Right.
as a digital assistant
Okay.
to help you write your book.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think they're right that it's going way beyond just simple grammar and spell checking.
No,
I mean,
definitely.
it's learning how to use language, and it's
Oh.
learning from us how to write different types of things.
Yeah. And they're suggesting that it can do things like develop plots,
Yeah.
even come up with characters. So it's
Definitely.
going way beyond just, kind of polishing up your writing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really getting into those creative areas.
Right. And that's what everyone is excited about.
Right.
I mean, now we're talking about AI as a co-author,
Yeah.
helping to come up with ideas,
Right.
helping to break through writer's block, even, generate those first drafts. That can be so hard to get started on.
Yeah, it's like you
Right.
always have this writing partner available
Right.
who never says no,
Yeah.
never gets tired.
That's the best part.
But I mean, is that
Execute.
really taking away from the author's creativity?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big question
Right.
because, is it really your book? If,
Right.
the AI is doing so much of the so-called heavy lifting.
Right.
But the blog post, I think, frames it nicely as like a collaboration.
Okay.
It's not a replacement, but it's doing those things
Right.
that free you up to focus on the really creative parts.
Right. So those things that only a human can do.
Yeah, like bringing your own experiences, your
Yeah.
own voice to the story.
Yeah, I can see that. So it's more augmenting the human creativity,
Right.
not replacing it.
Exactly. And I think that's a good way to think about AI in general
Right.
as a tool to help us do what we do better.
But I mean, how does that work in practice?
Yeah.
What are some examples of how
Yeah.
AI could help with the writing process?
So imagine you're writing like a mystery
Okay.
and you give the AI a few things, like the setting,
Right.
the type of crime,
Okay.
a couple of characters.
Oh,
Even
boy.
the AI can help you come up with plot twists,
Wow.
even red herrings to keep people interested,
Oh, that's interesting.
even like a rough outline,
Okay.
for how to structure your book.
So it really can help people who
Right.
get stuck in
Right,
those
as you
early
understand
stages of
yourself.
writing a book.
And it's not just about plot. It can actually look at your writing and suggest ways to improve it.
Oh, that's cool.
And it can even help you with character development.
Oh,
Like,
you.
maybe you have a character that's not quite, fleshed out,
Right.
and it can suggest a backstory
Right.
or point out inconsistencies,
Oh, that's great.
in how you're portraying the characters.
So it's almost like a personalized editor who's
Yeah.
always
And
available.
a fast one.
Yeah.
Because they can process so much information so quickly.
Now, one of the things that was really interesting in the blog post was this idea of AI being able to personalize content for readers.
Right.
How does that work?
So imagine you're a reader and every book you read is like
Oh.
perfectly tailored to you,
Okay.
based on the books you've liked before,
Right.
the genres you like,
Right.
even like the writing styles,
Wow.
that you really enjoy.
So no more getting bad recommendations from
Right.
friends or,
Yeah.
whoever.
Exactly. And it's not just recommendations.
I.
The blog post suggests that AI could even customize the writing style
Okay.
or even the story itself to
One.
different types of readers.
So like the same book could be
Yeah.
a little different for
Yeah.
me
Right.
than for you. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's like choose your own adventure,
Right.
but on a much grander scale.
Yeah.
And AI can tailor it perfectly to you as you're reading.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It sounds like science fiction, but is it really possible?
It's definitely ambitious,
Yeah.
but the technology is getting better really quickly.
Right.
I mean, think about how much is personalized for you already
Yeah.
on the internet.
That's true.
So applying it to books doesn't seem that far off.
Okay. I mean, this is really
Yeah.
fascinating, but I have to admit, I'm a little skeptical.
That's fair.
I mean, can AI really deliver on all of this?
That's a good question.
Right.
There are definitely a lot of things we don't know yet.
But I think the potential is definitely there.
Okay.
And even if it doesn't live up to all the hype, it's definitely going to change things.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this BookBud.ai service.
Right.
So they're saying it can do everything from helping you come up with the idea
Yeah.
to publishing the book.
That's the goal.
And they're saying you can do this in just a few hours.
That's what they're
I
saying.
mean, is that even realistic?
Well, it really depends on the type of book
Okay.
and how much you're relying on the AI, but they're saying that it can do everything
Right.
from outlining to writing to editing, formatting,
Wow.
even publishing.
So you can potentially do all of that in one
I
sitting.
mean, that's what they're claiming,
Right. Okay.
but we need to, look into it more to see how that
Right.
works.
And even if you can, I
Right.
mean, is it any good?
Yeah. That's the big question, right?
Right. I mean, just because you can.
Doesn't mean that you should.
Exactly.
So we need to figure out
Yeah.
what the quality's like.
Exactly. We need to look at the results.
Okay, so let's do that.
Yeah, let's see how this all works.
Let's look at the benefits,
Okay.
the drawbacks, and see if it really lives up to the hype.
That's good to me. I mean, a published book in a few hours,
Right.
that's a pretty bold claim. I
Yeah.
think it's important to remember that AI can speed things up,
Right.
but you're still gonna need,
Right.
careful planning, editing,
Right.
and you're still gonna need that human creativity.
Right. It's not just
Yeah.
pushing a button
Right. It's not
and
magic.
out pops a bestseller.
Exactly. You're still the author.
Okay.
You're the one with the ideas,
Right.
the
Fine.
vision, the
Well,
voice.
okay.
The AI is just helping you get there.
Okay. So for an author
Yeah.
who's thinking about maybe using BookBud.ai,
Right.
what are some of the benefits?
Well, I think one of the biggest benefits is speed. If you're someone who has a lot of ideas and you want to get them out there quickly,
Right.
AI can definitely help you.
So like if you have writer's block.
Yeah, or you just,
Oh.
get stuck in those early stages,
Right.
it can really help you push through that.
Yeah, like that blank page syndrome.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
And it can also help you explore different creative possibilities, like different genres or, plot twists or different character arcs.
It's almost like a brainstorming partner.
Yeah,
Oh,
exactly.
real.
And because AI can analyze so much data, it can help you identify trends,
Okay.
see what's popular,
Right.
and even kind of predict what readers are looking for.
So it's not just about writing a good book.
Right.
It's about writing a book that people want to read.
Exactly. And that's where I think BookBud.ai is really focusing on
Vertical.
helping self-published authors create books that are marketable.
Okay, so let's flip it around. What are some of the concerns?
Well, one concern is originality.
Okay.
If everyone is using the same AI tools, all the books might start to sound the same.
Right.
So it's important to make sure you're still using your own voice,
Okay.
your own style.
So it's finding that balance between
Exactly.
the AI and your own creativity.
Yeah. And another concern is quality control.
Okay.
Just because it's written with AI doesn't mean it's good.
Right.
You still need to edit it,
Yeah.
proofread it,
Yeah.
make sure it's up to your standards.
So the AI can help with the technical stuff,
Right.
but you're still the one who's re responsible for the quality.
Exactly. And that's where a good human editor can really help.
Right.
They can see things that the AI might miss.
So it's not about replacing editors.
Right.
It's about them working together.
Exactly. Working together to create the best book possible.
Okay.
And then another concern is control.
Oh.
When you're using a service like this, you're giving the AI some control
Right.
over your creative
Yeah,
process.
you have to be comfortable with that, right?
Exactly. You need to
Yeah.
understand what you're giving up
Right.
and what you're gaining.
So it's really about making
Yeah.
informed decisions
Exactly.
and weighing those trade-offs.
And ultimately, the decision of whether or not to use AI
Right.
is a personal one. So there's
Gotcha.
no right or wrong answer.
Okay, so we've talked about the benefits and drawbacks of using something like BookBud.ai,
Right.
but let's zoom out a little bit and
Okay.
talk about AI and writing in general.
Sure.
What sort of impact do you think it's going to have?
Well, I think one of the most significant impacts
Yeah.
is democratization.
Okay.
It could make writing and publishing
Right.
more accessible to more people.
So people who maybe don't have the time or the resource that.
Exactly. Or even the confidence to
Right.
go through traditional publishing.
So it could really open things up.
Yeah. And I think that's exciting
Oh, yeah.
because it could lead to a greater diversity of voices.
Yeah, I can see that.
More perspectives, more stories being told.
But I mean, some people are worried that it's going to lead to like a
Right.
flood of mediocre content.
Yeah. Or even make human authors obsolete.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Well, it's true. that it could lower the barrier to entry.
Okay.
And that could lead to more content being produced.
But does that necessarily mean
right.
that the quality is going to go down?
Not necessarily. I think it's important to remember that AI is a tool.
Okay.
Like any tool, it can be used for good or bad.
Right.
Ultimately, yeah. the quality is still going to depend on the human author.
Okay. So even in a world of AI, yeah. human creativity is still important.
Absolutely. And I think readers will always be able to tell the difference
okay.
between something that's written with heart
mm-hmm.
and something that's just churned out by a machine.
So you're not worried about AI
replacing human authors?
Not at all. I think it's more about augmenting human creativity,
okay.
helping us come up with ideas, helping us refine our writing,
right.
helping us reach a wider audience.
Okay, what about the publishing industry?
Yeah.
How do you think this is going to affect that?
Well, we're already seeing AI being used to analyze market trends, predict reader preferences,
right.
even personalize book recommendations.
So it could really change right. how books are
right.
discovered yeah. and consumed.
Exactly. And I think it's going to make the industry more efficient,
okay.
but also more competitive.
Okay. So it could be good or bad.
Right. It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
But I think the key for authors
uh-huh.
is to focus on creating high-quality content.
So it all comes back to the story.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's all about telling a good story.
Right. And that's something that will never go out of style.
Exactly. No matter how advanced technology gets.
Okay. So we've talked about a lot today. The benefits, the drawbacks,
mm-hmm.
the impact on the publishing industry.
Right.
And we've looked at this
yeah.
bud.ai service.
Mm-hmm.
And there are still a lot of unknowns
definitely.
About AI and writing.
Yeah, it's a rapidly changing field.
But I think it's clear that this technology is here to stay.
It's not going anywhere.
And it's going to continue to change how we create and consume stories.
Yeah, and it's important to remember
right.
that AI is a tool.
Uh-huh.
It can be used for good or for bad. It's
yeah.
up to us to decide how we want to use it.
Exactly.
It really is exciting to see all these new tools.
It is.
And it's also a time to really think about how we're using them.
Right. It's not just about using the tool. It's about using them well.
Exactly. And remembering that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's still about the story.
Right.
It's the human element that really makes a story connect with people.
So for our listener who's maybe a little unsure about all of this,
yeah.
what advice would you give them?
I'd say just try it out.
Okay.
Experiment with different AI writing tools.
Yeah.
See what you like.
Okay.
See what works for you.
So find the tools
yeah.
that help you tell your story.
Exactly. And don't think of it as, you know, AI taking over.
Right.
It's more like AI helping you
okay.
expand your creativity.
And what about someone who's thinking about
yeah.
trying out bookbud.ai?
Yeah.
Specifically.
So go in with an open mind.
Okay.
Explore the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Try out the different features.
Right.
But remember, it's not magic.
Right.
You still have to do the work.
It's a tool.
Right.
Not a solution.
Exactly. You're still the author.
So even with AI,
yeah.
you still need that creativity.
Absolutely.
And that passion.
Definitely.
For what you're doing.
And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, connect with other writers.
Okay.
See what they're doing.
That's great advice.
I think it's all about learning and figuring out what works best for you.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
This whole world of AI and writing.
It's an exciting time.
It really is.
To be a writer.
Lots of new possibilities.
Definitely. And I hope our listener has learned something today.
Me too.
And I hope they feel inspired to try out some of these new tools
yeah.
and see what they can create.
So to our listener out there.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this exploration of AI and book writing.
It's been fun.
And keep writing.
Absolutely. The world needs your stories.
And that's it for today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.